And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This week it's an Action Time Vision special, and we're kicking off the show with one of my favourite ever punk songs. This is Stiff Little Fingers' Suspect Device. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stiff Little Fingers and the first track of eight that we're playing from the Action Time Vision CD box set that's just come out on Cherry Red Records. And thanks to everyone at Cherry Red for sending us this. It's to give you the proper spiel, Action Time Vision, a story of UK independent punk from 1976 to 1979, a 4 CD box set featuring 111 tracks, Tony. I'm going to read out the bump, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Autumn 2016 marks the 40th anniversary of the British musical revolution that was punk rock, fanfared by the release of Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols, which we've been discussing recently.
We have.
And New Rose by the Damned. Marking this monumental birthday, Action Time Vision is the first ever box set to document the independent punk scene, which was born with punk and thrived outside of the major label framework. With 111 tracks, this long-form 4-CD box set follows previous acclaimed compilations from Cherry Red. The 64-page booklet includes authoritative band blogs and an insightful foreword by journalist Chris Needs, the editor of Zigzag magazine, which produced the first directory of indie labels. He also fronted the Vice Creams, who are one of the bands featured here. Many key names of punk: the Damned, Stiff Little Fingers that you just heard, the Ruts, Angelic Upstarts, 999, Skids, Sham 69, UK Subs, Cockney Rejects, the Zillos that you'll be hearing shortly, the Addicts, the Boys, the Lurkers, Alternative TV and Chelsea are joined by a host of obscurities and future post-punk stars, including Joy Division, Tubeway Army and Adam and the Ants. Tony, it's brilliant.
That sounds brilliant.
It's absolutely brilliant. What I did this afternoon was I started listening through it and I thought, oh, I'll just get myself the eight songs for the show. And what I did was, each time I thought a song would be right for the show, I'm not saying that all the songs aren't great, but saying that a song would be right for this show, I copied it and pasted it over from one file to another, and when I looked in the folder when I'd done it, I'd knocked it down from 111 to 29.
Wow.
So I then had to go through again to get it down to 8, and I've tried to get 8 that fit in with us, as well as the show, as well as being representative of the music of the time. It's absolutely brilliant, Tony, but we're not doing websites this week.
Right. Okay.
Because a lot of, even though some of these bands do have websites now, this is all about Cherry Red and all about you buying this compilation. Now, it won't be cheap.
Okay.
But it's coming up to Christmas. If you have a loved one into punk rock, get them this. It's really, really good. So we're not even going to do the competition at all, mate.
Fair enough.
All right. Now, we have right at the start of the show, though, Tony, we have a word of the week that's only happened this afternoon.
Okay.
I've just been up to Arnold.
Beautiful country, sorry.
I love Arnold and I love Boys. And if you haven't been to Arnold, you won't know there's a shop there called Boys, but I do find it very funny. While I was there with my mate Nick, and we had to pop into his bank, which shall remain nameless. While we were in the bank, he was dealing with a woman called Charlotte, who Nick, rather bizarrely, was trying to cash a Canadian check.
Right.
She found it extremely confusing, went to say, I'm very confused by all of this, changed her mind and said that she, about saying that she was confused by it, went for being baffled by it instead, and ended up saying, I'm completely baffled about this, and we both burst out laughing. So if you are beyond baffled or beyond confused, hello to Charlotte, first of all, who I believe is going to listen to this show, because I promised her she would be on it, because they said in the bank, they have a word of the week in the bank as well. And I went, oh, really? I have a word of the week in my podcast. She went, your podcast? I went, yeah. So we started talking about that. So Charlotte may be listening right now, and Charlotte, baffled, has entered the punky oeuvre.
Combaffled.
I am likely to be more combaffled. Well, we're always pretty combaffled on this show,
pretty
aren't we? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, combaffled. I've also got some misheard lyrics, but I thought I'd save them for later on in the show.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
It is.
It is indeed. So next up, we've got two songs coming up now. I say everything bar one track this week is from the Action Time Vision compilation. I'm going to be saying all the time, I've been purring about it this afternoon. So stay tuned for the Rosillos that we'll talk about afterwards. First up, a band called Woody and the Splinters, who, you know, by definition, all of these bands were some of either the original punk bands or post-punk that came out just after it and what have you, and all the way from Brighton. So Stiff Little Fingers, who we haven't said much about, but they are fairly well known, we're all the way from Belfast. So I've kicked off, even though the punk scene really began in London, it wasn't long before its fingers went out around Britain. And I've got to say that punk rock with a Northern Irish accent is particularly good. Yeah. So anyway, Woody and the Splinters, all the way from Brighton. I haven't got much information about them. They weren't around for very long. But this, Tony, is I Must Be Mad.
Looking like a fool, I can't control my feelings, I love my heart rules. I know you're after someone with a mad. I really wish I was such a la-la-la-la-la-la-fan. I must be mad, I must be mad, I must be mad, I must be mad, I said. I know you're in your love, I got a big knot. Bring the feet of two bad ruler that you saw. They give you when I see now walking in the street. All they know about me is the home between which you said. I must be mad. I must be mad. I must be mad. I said you're so bad. I must be mad. You up my mind, I gotta get you up my mind. I gotta get you up my mind. I gotta get you up my mind. Said, I must be mad. I must be mad. I must be mad. I must be mad. I said, you're so bad. I must be mad. You're so bad. I must be mad. You're so bad.
Uncle Foamy.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rosillos and the track called I Can't Stand My Baby. The Rosillos from Edinburgh, Tony.
Oh.
And when my mate Kevin was 17 years old, he was in Aberdeen and the Rosillos were going to do a gig in Aberdeen, and on the way up, their guitar player sprained his wrist and they said, we're going to have to cancel the gig unless somebody knows all of our songs. He said, I know them all. They went, great, you're on. So he joined the band for the night. They liked him so much, they took him on tour around America.
Cool, blimey.
Should have been brilliant, except that he was 17. They were over 21. So after the gig each night, they just dropped him back in a hotel and went out having a complete rock and roll lifestyle. He hated the tour so much, he put his guitar down when he came back, never played it again.
Oh, jeez.
I know. But anyway, you can't blame the Rosillos for having a great time.
No.
They're on tour in the States, you know. So, as I say, it's a little bit weird not doing the website competition this week, but there just didn't seem a lot of point. So, if you'd like to find more about any of these bands, the best thing to do is to buy this CD, because there's a lovely sort of 60-page booklet with it that goes through everything about punk rock and everything about every band as well.
Mm.
So, there's just so much. It's a wonderful thing, this CD release. I am very excited, aren't I?
You are. Excellent. Yeah.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle. Yes, if you're on Facebook, please do drop by our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment to get in touch. We do like to hear from you. That is what it's all about with Facebook. So do get in touch. I had two in response to last week's shows.
Oh,
last week's show, which is the Halloween special, I think. Was it? No, it wasn't, was it?
No, that was the week before.
So last week's show... Oh, yes, okay. So we played Missiles of October. They responded saying thanks.
Yeah, and I'm really, really glad we played them, because we've had that for a while, and I had originally said that we weren't going to play anything off it, and then I listened to it again and thought, Paul, you're an idiot.
Well, thank you for it.
Some great stuff here.
And thank you, Missiles of October.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Fatboy's been in touch.
Hello, Fatboy.
And he says, yes, how are Manly's cornflakes? I don't understand that comment.
I don't either.
Fatboy, what are you on? What's going on? What are you talking about?
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Is it something to do with milk?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We are genuinely confused there.
Maybe he responded to a previous show. You know, we've got like a 7-day memory. Yeah.
That has completely combaffled me.
Completely combaffled.
We are completely combaffled by that comment.
Yeah. But my cornflakes are probably fine, fat boy.
Maybe they're only two, were they? I thought we'd had more than that.
Just the two.
No.
Yes.
Maybe we've had some messages that I haven't checked.
Possibly.
Quite possibly. I'm very bad at checking the messages on Punky Radio. If you're a band and you want us to play us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com rather than leaving us Facebook messages, because I don't look at them that much.
I did that banning, by the way.
Oh, did you?
I was harsh but unfair.
Yeah. Didn't say you were harsh but unfair.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, well.
So here's something I never thought we'd be able to play on the show, Tony. Adam and the Ants, who kind of came out of punk and then was sort of more sort of post-punk and then went kind of new romantic when they became very, very successful. But one of their very early releases was a track we're about to play right now, which features on this compilation, So We're Allowed To.
Brilliant.
One of my favourite Adam and the Ants songs, Tony. Again, I'm not asking about the website. I think most people know who Adam and the Ants are. This is Xerox Machine. Xerox.
I'm never born.
listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
One of the things I really like about that song is that they've actually managed to get the sound, the way they've done the drums in it, they've managed to get the sound of the old-fashioned Xerox machines printing.
Oh.
So you hear this kind of psht, psht, psht all the way through it as well. And I realise I have made that sound a bit like Ivor the Engine. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's got a quite unusual rhythm to it, because there's something just a little bit not quite right about it. And quite a lot of, well, a huge amount of Adam and the Ant stuff, you could say that there was something not quite right about it, couldn't you? Very unusual band.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, did you do anything last week?
Had a band practice.
Right.
No bassist.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, he was ill, so he might come next week.
Oh, but... I see, right. So he hasn't said he's not coming anymore.
No.
Right,
well, okay. Carl says he's a little bit flaky. So
right. If
he doesn't come next week, I think we're just we're going to put heads down for the year, finish writing, and then in January just put an advert out and recruit.
Yeah. Well, you know that you will at some point get my one string buzz guitar to go with you.
Yeah.
I will be showing up for that. I'm not going to be able to add much to it other than a bit of noise, but it might be fun. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So
I
think that's what we're going to do. Is two piece, get a recording done, and then at least we can hire a bassist and say these are the songs.
Yeah.
On a CD.
So will you play bass on the recording?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, okay.
We'll do it live with guitar and drums, and then I'll over
and then bass
the bass
dubs.
Yeah.
That'll work out fine.
Yeah. So yeah. So I think that was it. I cut my lawn. It needs
fixing
for the winter. Rock and roll.
Well, yeah. I know you cut your lawn because I've just given you your. Is it? It's not really a rake, is it? It's a garden thing. What is it?
I don't know. I call it a rake. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Is it?
It's not a rake. It's one of those. Yeah, garden things.
One of those fan kind of rakes, whatever they call them.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for lending me it, and I'm sorry I kept it so long.
Alright.
Right. Well, what I did last week, Tony, I did my show in Hitchin, and then more interestingly, I did my show in Oslo, which was hilarious.
Excellent.
And I'm afraid I'm not proud of myself, but I actually got so drunk after the show that I fell off my chair into another chair outside in sub-zero temperatures and found it quite difficult to get up again. But once I did it, I was fine. I kind of needed it. It's like sometimes you need to hit rock bottom on a night out. it was really, really good fun. The acts were great. The venue was packed. Everyone had a really good laugh. And it's just... It's kind of the highlight of my month now, going to Norway. Who'd have thought? I never thought it, but going to Oslo once a month to do a show, I just have such fun. It's hard work, you know, and it's tiring. Oh, but you now fly into a different airport, so I no longer get the chance to have a load of beers at the airport in the morning because the flight leaves later, which means I can actually go to bed.
Oh, okay.
So I go to sleep after the gig in Hitchin, have a few hours kit, and then go in time to catch the flight. And on the way back, the flight's later as well, because you're flying into a different airport, which means you get more time in Oslo, so I'm not rushing back. But then it also means I don't get home until about 12:30.
Right.
But flying into Gardermoen, rather than flying into Osloriga, does mean that we only have a 25-minute train transfer rather than an hour and a quarter bus trip.
All sounds better.
Yeah, it was. It was significantly improved. The experience was already good. I'm going to stop crowing about it, but I haven't really, in recent weeks and months, there have not been that many times when I've said, I had a brilliant time last week. But you know what, I really did.
Oh, good.
Let's do something from the vault, shall we?
All right.
It's not from the vault, though, because everything else is from the vault. We're doing it the other way around. This is a brand new track by an Atlanta punk trio who only got in touch with me in the last few days, called Broken Factory Windows. And if it was a normal show, I would now ask you for their website. But I, of course, haven't. So my apologies to Broken Factory Windows, but you know what? If you type in Broken Factory Windows Atlanta punk trio to Google, you are going to find them.
I think it was brokenfactorywindows.bandcamp.com because I got the email as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right, Tony.
Just saying.
Show off. It's right. It's brokenfactorywindows.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
There you go. We've done it. Well done, you. You're very good.
Okay.
This is Polar. listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Broken Factory Windows, a track called Polar. They've only sent us two tracks. That's one of the other one I don't think is really suitable for this show. Not to say it's a great track, but this one was the one that fitted in more. So if they send us more material, I will quite possibly play it in the future. And thanks again, Broken Factory Windows, and I will email you to let you know we have played you on the show.
Excellent.
Have you got any gigs for us?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I'm assuming that people are still gigging. Yeah.
But yeah, but that means we won't do any singing.
No.
Blimey. Well, you better explain everything.
Yeah, so if you do have a gig for me to read out, it could be your band, could be a band you just know is coming to town and you just want to tell everyone about how good they are. Email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, know where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with? Is it near a train station? Any of these questions, really, if you could email me, tony@punkyrager.com, type your email, international gig guide, and we can read them out on the show. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. So email me.
Oh, and what I did when I picked all these tracks for this show and there were way too many for them, I thought, you know what? I do want to feature a lot of the stuff off here because there's 111 songs on it. I think we can play about 20. It's not interfering with it. Mm. So what I'm going to do over about the next 3 months is every week on From the Vaults, I'm going to play another track from this compilation.
Oh, good idea.
And that way you'll get an idea of more of the sort of breadth of material on it, and you know, you'll just think, I want this. And I'm happy to do that, and that way we're not playing a track we've played before, but we are. Oh, we might have in some cases, but a lot of the bands have got good stories about them, and they're also, that band became something else, which is actually going to happen with the next track. And actually I am going to go straight for it, and we'll do the bit I said to you in the last record. I'll do that in the next bit.
Okay,
I think. Yes, I will.
All right.
Will I? Well, what have I done here? What's supposed to be? What's the next bit supposed to be?
Don't you normally pick a gig in the world yet?
Oh, yeah. No. I haven't put down what we're doing this week for the next bit. But anyway, I'm just going to play the next song, Tony, because the next song is an example of the kind of thing we're going to be doing in From the Vaults over the next 3 months, which is the next band called Tubeway Army, Tony.
Right, okay.
Well, Tubeway Army then became Gary Newman and Tubeway Army, who brought out Our Friends Electric when Gary Newman went electronic. But before that, they were a punk band called Tubeway Army. And I'd never heard any of the Tubeway Army material. There's a track on the Action Time Vision compilation, and we're going to play it right now. So this is Gary Newman singing with a punk band, basically.
Blimey.
That's too bad. Please, Mr. David Kevin, I'm so fragile.
me if I sit for an hour or more. A crazy yak is hiding in the doorway too long.
She's screaming anger from a thousand dead ends.
I turn my face, I crawl away, I look for a friend.
You're listening to Gnarly Way, Volume 1, Bongo Boy underneath us right now, Tony.
Wow.
I know, yeah, that's as short as I can get that bit. If you type in Gnarly Way, Volume 1, Bongo Boy, you will find more about the music that's being played right now. That was Tubeway Army, and that's too bad. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
My better half is in London at the moment. I'll be having mad parties, things like that. Now I've got band practice Tuesday on my own, and then possibly might be going to a pub quiz on Wednesday night.
Really? I might be talking about that in a second.
And then that's about it. Pick up Steph on Thursday.
Oh, is it really? So on Thursday you're not doing anything then?
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Because what I'm doing this week, Tony, is Wednesday night. To go down and do the pub quiz at the Lion, as discussed previously. And I'll be going down there with my mate Nick, the current house guest, and possibly you as well. I think we'll be enough of a team to stand a chance of winning it.
Will you be eating beforehand?
I will be eating beforehand.
Right, okay.
But I recommend you guys go for the sausage, cobs and chips. The reason that I eat beforehand isn't just so I don't have the sausage, cob and chip. It's because of my dentures that I had to take my teeth out to eat.
Oh God,
I can't be doing that in a pub. So that's why. I know it's embarrassing, isn't it? I just laugh about my own situation, really. So that's Wednesday. And then Thursday night is the third instalment of my new comedy club at the Castle Pub in Nottingham, opposite the Robin Hood statue. This month it's part of the Nottingham Comedy Festival, which is running until Saturday, I think. And features Rudy Litwood and Dan Nightingale, myself, Compo. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. £10 to get in, £8 to members. You can find out more at lastminutecomedy.com. And I really hope to see some of you there. I'm encouraged by the numbers this week. I think it's going to be pretty good, my friend.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So that's what I'm doing this week. And on Friday, of course, I'll be watching England spank Scotland 6-0.
Right.
At least 6.
I thought that was Saturday. Is it Friday, is it?
It's okay. Friday night, 7:45.
Right, okay. Cool.
I've only just found that out as well.
Yeah.
So, now here's something for you, Tony. And it's a shame I'm not doing a quiz this week because I don't have a good question for you here. The next band we're going to play, a band called Pure Hell.
Right.
Would you like to know some interesting facts about this UK punk compilation concerning Pure Hell?
I would.
I think we can say that punk rock was very much a white thing. Would you say that?
Yeah.
There was only really one black punk band that I'd heard of, and that was Bad Brains, who mixed punk and ska and reggae, didn't they? And were very fast. And Marv is a fan of Bad Brains. But before Bad Brains, the first ever black punk band were from Philadelphia, Tony, and were called Pure Hell, but only had, I think, this single released in England, or an EP released in England. So they feature on this compilation, and it's a cover version, and it's brilliant. And okay. You're going to love it. Stay tuned for Leighton Buzzards. I think you can guess why I picked them. Do you want to say it now?
Leighton Buzzard.
There you go. But first up, these boots are made for walking.
Better than me. Yeah.
Twatsicle.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Leighton Buzzards.
Leighton Buzzard.
Knighting and Mad. Tony, where were Leighton Buzzards from?
I don't know. I really hope it's Leighton Buzzard. No, I hope it's not Leighton Buzzard.
Yeah, it's not. It's Leighton in East London.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's still good, isn't it, that they call themselves
Leighton Buzzards.
There you go. And that's the beauty of this show, Tony. There's always a bit of mild quirkiness. Yeah. So, and that track, you might notice, it was song 8, and it was called 19 and Mad, which fits in with our symmetry in that song 2 was called I Must Be Mad. There you go. That's another great song, isn't it? And there's still one more to go this week. But Tony, first of all, I'm hopeful here. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, no.
I know.
So what are you going to do?
Please email me your twats. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. It's been, I can't remember last time I had a twat. It's been a few weeks.
It has.
I'm sure I'll keep watching the TV and the news, and there seems to be loads of twats going on. So email your twats. I do like to hear from you.
It's all right though, Tony, because I threatened a couple of things earlier on in the show that I'm going to do now, because okay. You know, I can't understand what they're seeing in this new feature we've got.
Yeah,
I actually had 3 emails this week concerning misheard lyrics.
Ooh.
2 of which I'm going to read out for you now.
Okay.
First up, Jorvik, and hello to Jorvik. It says, hello, Paul. Many years ago, a colleague of mine used to replace the word woman with onion while singing along to his Sony Walkman. We were therefore treated to surreal rock classics like Deep Purple's Strange Kind of Onion and Fleetwood Mac's / Santana's She Is a Black Magic Onion. Keeping it punky, an American friend's son used to sing Yankee instead of Anarchy for the Sex Pistols tune.
Wow.
So he must have sang Yankee Christ. I am a Yankee Christ. And that's quite in keeping with what's obviously going on as we speak, which is the American election.
Oh, blimey.
And the American election is, I'll tell you what, I've been doing some stuff about this on stage. I might have mentioned it last week, I don't know. But I find it incredible just how much coverage there's been of the US presidential election, not only in the UK, but the rest of the world. They're sick of it in Norway as well. It's, will it be Clinton? Will it be Trump? Will it be Clinton? Will it be Trump? He said this, she said that. He's done this, they've done that. There's going to be an election. Well, how will it go? I don't know. I don't know what they don't just do what the British government did and said, oh, by the way, she's in charge now. It's easy, isn't it?
We laugh, but it's true.
Hello. So, also, I heard from Robert Kitchen. Hello, Robert. Wow. And he says, hi, Paul. I do like the occasional bit of reggae, but why is Desmond Decker singing that his ears are all right in the song The Israelites? And that I can't really give him that, though, because that was... it was an advertising campaign, wasn't it?
It sounds better on a Maxell.
That's right. And there was also the advert when they said, oh, Vitalite. That was there as well, wasn't it? They had that. But I did mention the Israelites the other week for the what, Paka Chicka Waka Danny Levy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Desmond Decker, you can't really understand a word he's saying in that song.
It was my job ears were light, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's a good job there were the people in the background saying, oh, me Israelite, otherwise you'll know what was going on. So anyway, thank you, Robert. That does count. And if anyone else has any misheard lyrics, do get in touch. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. I don't know what they're singing.
That was a class advertising campaign.
It really was. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
There's another Who Can Viv Iron? I can't even remember what the song was, but the lyric was Who Can Viv Iron? Anyway, if over there on YouTube, I'd check them out. They are good.
Who Can Viv Iron?
Who Can Viv Iron? Who Can Viv Iron? Yeah.
What was that song?
I don't know. I can't remember the song, but I have a very distinct memory of the guy. It's a rock guy holding a plaque and saying, it says, Who Can Viv Iron on it? Because they were just dropping the plaques down, weren't they, with the lyrics on them?
Were they? Mate, I've got no memory of that at all. Well, how about that? Let's play one last song this week, shall we?
Okay.
Now, a man well known for having lyrics you can't really understand was, of course, Shane McGowan, Tony. Shane McGowan off Pogues fame, but his original band were Nipple Erectors, all the way from Kilburn. Yeah, a punk band. And I got this song was on a tape that came out and was featured, I think, as well on, I say a tape, it's so long ago, around about, 1986, when I was a teenager at school. And they brought out a tape that was called 10 Years After. And it featured a load, because it was 10 years after punk. Now it's 40, can you believe it? And it featured this song, and I absolutely loved it, and had no idea that it was Shane McGowan from the Pogues. Wasn't a massive Pogues fan then, but became a Pogues fan later on. Anyway, this is brilliant. So the last song this week on the Action Time Vision special is this, Tony. Nipple Erectors, King of the Bop.
That's why we call it a killer bop. That's why we call it a killer bop. That's why we
that's where they call me the King of the Bop. Absolutely brilliant song, King of the Bop. I love it. And also, it meant I started and finished with an Irish accent. Did you notice that?
No.
Yes. Clever boy. So I've played some of my favourite punk songs this week and some that I didn't know were by the people they were. And it's just been brilliant. And I do recommend, as I say, that you do get yourselves as soon as you can. I'm not sure it's out yet. It might not be out until December, but you do get yourself the Action Time Vision Story Independent Punk 1976-79 4CD box via Cherry Red Records. It's truly brilliant. It's beautifully packaged. There's loads of information in there. I mean, there's loads to read as well as loads to listen to. It's just great, Tom. It's just absolutely great.
Excellent.
I hope to see some of you down at my show in Nottingham on Thursday. If you are there, say hello. And that's about it, I think. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't. But you can't.